From the Black Information Network,
this is the BIN Daily Update.
I'm Vanessa Tyler.
And I'm Mike Stevens on the Black Information Network.
When Kentucky's African-American Attorney General uttered these words last September,
according to Kentucky law, the use of force by Mattingly and Cosgrove was justified to protect themselves. This justification bars us from pursuing criminal charges in Miss Breonna Taylor's death.
Breonna Taylor's family vowed to fight on to get justice for the black woman killed in her own home last March because of a botched police raid. Now, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, in a letter to Cameron, is demanding he remove himself, get a special prosecutor, and a new grand jury to reopen and hear the case. Several Louisville cops were fired, but none charged with her death.
Police break up a protest that brought traffic to a halt in Seattle, Washington. The protest on Interstate 5, police say the demonstrators wrote BLM in large letters on the freeway. Police did make arrests, taking about a dozen people into custody and impounding two cars.
Let's go!
The House is launching an investigation into the Capitol insurrection. Lawmakers trying to get to the bottom of the high-level failures that led to the MAGA mob getting into the Capitol, forcing Democrats, Republicans, even the vice president to flee for their safety. Five people died, including a police officer. Officials say they will investigate all aspects of what happened, including any warning signs that were missed, and how best to address the country's domestic violent extremism.
The past 4 years have been unforgettable as Donald and I conclude our time in the White House.
Outgoing First Lady Melania Trump giving a farewell in a video released by the White House. This is her first appearance since the January 6th Capitol riot by supporters of her husband. In it, she said violence is never the answer, though she never directly spoke about the deadly insurrection.
California could now have its first black Secretary of State. Governor Gavin Newsom appointed Assemblymember Dr. Shirley Weber, pending legislative approval. She will take the job of Alex Padilla, who will go to the U.S. Senate as the state's first Latino senator. And that Senate seat, of course, used to belong to Kamala Harris, who has moved up to number two in the Joe Biden administration.
The Black Information Network remembers the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. We hear him on NBC News talking about nonviolence in his own words.
It would just be impractical for the Negro to turn to violence. He has neither the instruments nor the techniques of violence. We are about 10 or 11% of the total population of the nation, and I would say we are about 0.1% of the firepower. So it would just be totally impractical and unwise and unrealistic for the Negro to think of violence. Well, I saw this in the beginning in Montgomery, but this wasn't the basic reason that I turned to nonviolence and that I believed in it as a philosophy. I turned to it because I felt that it was the morally excellent way to deal with the problem of racial injustice in our country.
I'm Vanessa Tyler with Mike Stevens on the Black Information Network.
I'm Mike Stevens.
And I'm Vanessa Tyler on the Black Information Network.
The FBI is scrubbing, the Secret Service gives out their credentials, and then we have other agencies helping with the scrub as well.
That's the black commanding general of the D.C. National Guard who's overseeing the Biden inauguration security. The scrubbing he's talking about involves checking and double-checking the background of the 25,000 citizen soldiers who are involved in the security efforts.
This is three times the number of guardsmen we would normally have in support of the United States Secret Service, and it's just to ensure the peaceful transition of presidential power.
The Senate's ranking member of the committee in charge of the inauguration, Minnesota's Amy Klobuchar, says this event is the most important inauguration since the Civil War and the most different.
Everything has had to be done differently, and I think people will be part of it. They'll feel part of it. My guess is you're going to have more people watching this inauguration than ever before.
Before the most recent chaos at the U.S. Capitol, there was potential for trouble at the Michigan Capitol. And now the six men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan's governor are set to go to trial. Preparations are going on now for those trials in March. They were upset over lockdown orders imposed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Prosecutors say the men went so far as to draw maps and buy explosives as part of their plans. They face up to life in prison if they're found guilty.
The NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund now has a little more money to work with. An anonymous donor has given $40 million to help 50 men and women become civil rights attorneys. The money will cover law school, tuition, and other expenses in exchange for the recipients committing to spend 8 years after they graduate law school to work in civil rights in the South.
The Black Information Network remembers the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in his own words from NBC News.
There must be a revolution of values in our country. As Jimmy Baldwin said on one occasion, what advantage is there in being integrated into a burning house? And I feel that there is a need for a revolution of values in America, because some of the values that presently exist are certainly out of line with the values and the idealistic structure that brought our nation into being. Unfortunately, we haven't been true to these ideals, and many of the values of so-called white middle-class society are values that need to be reviewed and re-evaluated, and in a real sense, they need to be changed. So I think the young people in the Negro community who are raising these questions are raising some very profound questions about our total society. In other words, they are saying that there must be a restructuring of the architecture of our society where values are concerned.
For these stories and more, listen to the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Mike Stevens with Vanessa Tyler on the Black Information Network.
Your money on the Black Information Network.
Highland Dairy is recalling a batch of chocolate milk cartons produced at its Norman, Oklahoma facility. The company issued the recall on Sunday over concerns some of the products may contain food-grade sanitizers, which can cause illnesses. The specific product is Highland's 1/2 pint of 1% low-fat chocolate milk. The cartons have the sell-by date of January 27, 2021, and were sold to customers in western Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City metro area, Dallas, San Antonio, and Tyler, Texas. The company is now working with the FDA to investigate the matter. Well, another soda giant is staying off the field for this year's big game. Variety says Coca-Cola announced they will not be running television spots during Super Bowl 55 next month. The company said the decision did not come easy, but was made to make sure they were using funds wisely amid these unprecedented times. Last week, competitor Pepsi said they would not advertise its beverage either, but will still showcase other products in their catalog as well as sponsor the halftime show. Money news at 24 and 54 minutes past each hour. I'm Julius White from the Black Information Network.
Download the BIN Daily Update every morning on the iHeartRadio app.